And welcome back for a third and final interview in the studio, Jesse Janicey from The Generator. Jesse, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. So The Generator, a lot going on with that organization, venue. I don't even know. What do we call it?
Community Makerspace.
Community Makerspace. There we go. That's a way better description. What is going on with The Generator? Tell me. Give me the lowdown.
Lots of stuff. I mean, right now we're in Burning Man mode. So
right.
Everyone is packing up all of their projects that they've worked on for the last, like, 6 to 8 months. Craziness. And then we're also shifting to have a new storage company, which is kind of exciting.
That's really cool. So what brought that on?
We just wanted to be more sustainable and figure out a way that, you know, as a nonprofit art space, it's always difficult to find enough funding. So we were like, let's think about ways that we can help the community and ourselves at the same time.
Gotcha. So so that kind of was born. How long ago was that?
Ooh, only a couple months ago. It's super fresh.
Oh, super fresh. Okay.
Yeah,
because I saw it in the Reno Gazette Journal, I think,
mm-hmm.
did a little thing on it.
Yeah, we got some press.
What's the process been like?
All over the place.
Yeah, as per usual.
Right? Yeah, yeah. You know, you get a bunch of creatives together. It's a little crazy. but we're, you know, we have a space that we really want to move into. But as a nonprofit, we can't just kind of jump in. We don't have, you know, we're not like a giant corporation with like money bags or whatever.
Yeah, infinite resources.
Yeah. So we're trying to get a lot of people to show their interest, show their support in like Google form instead of just like by word of mouth so that we can prove the concept and move forward. So if you want storage, you can go to thegeneratorstorage.com and sign up and show us that you do want the storage because then we can go forward with this plan because the space is a lot bigger and the rent is a lot higher, but it'll
right.
be awesome. So,
cool. What is it exactly? Are you expanding or moving completely to a different place? I'm not sure what the...
Moving completely to
okay.
a new facility where it'll be partial storage, partial makerspace.
Got you. And the venue right now, the place you're at, is Ice House Avenue?
1240 Ice House Ave.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then where are you planning on moving to if it all goes well?
Not that far away. We don't have an official signed lease yet, so we're not like releasing the
right.
location.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want to jinx it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Totally. But it's like, it's not that far away. So that'll be cool. It'll be a lot easier to move everything. We're not going all the way to North Valleys.
We have, hey, Gattuso.
Oh, you don't have to talk.
No, it's okay. I just want to give you a reference because you're here for moral support and you're like,
I am moral support.
You're very
I just want you to not talk with your hands next to your
mouth. I know.
It's totally fine. I got the mics amped up. We're totally cool.
Sweet.
So
it
I'll
sounds,
catch any and all sound.
It's like butter.
It's like butter, exactly. A little Linda Richman reference.
Yes.
Okay,
it's
cool. SNL.
Rolling Stones,
Winnie
the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, Rolling Stone. I just totally lost my train of thought. So, hopefully moving to this next new venue. I mean, this is so the kind of the storage space is mostly aimed at kind of Burning Man folk who kind of are not from here and they have their vehicles kind of planted here, but it could be any and all.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take it all.
Okay.
If you want to pay, we'll take it, you know, within reason.
Yeah.
But we just noticed that so much of our people come from far away. We have a lot of friends that come and work on projects that are from foreign countries. And it's always a thing of like, oh, where can I send my package to? Where can I store this after the burn? So being able to provide this giant climate-controlled indoor space with all these bay doors, super easy to just like get done from Burning Man, roll in your art car, roll in your trailer with your art stuff, just drop it and we'll like take care of it for you.
Wow.
And then you know that it's like also being managed by burners and artists, right? So we understand your needs and like understand what's happening. We're not going to be mad when you are just dumping a bunch of ply into our space.
Yeah. No, it's very of like minds, I think,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to that. So they can store stuff there. And then as far as possibly moving to this new place, is there anything you want to add on to the art side of things that maybe you don't have currently?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things. You know, we always want to expand. But the dream is that it'll also be convenient for people who are working on projects to get a storage space, put their art there, and then be able to get a membership and then take their art out and work on it. So then you're not schlepping your things from across town.
Right.
Or even further. You're just like, oh, today I have time to work on my art car. I'm going to pull it out of my bay where I store it and work on it in the community space, you know, for the weekend and then drive it back in.
Okay. That would be really rad. So what is currently there that we may not know about The Generator in case people have never been?
Yeah. So I mean, it's a 35,000 square foot maker space right now.
Yeah.
And we have tons of stuff. We have a metal shop and a wood shop and a ceramic studio, sewing room, and textile, tech lab where it's like 3D printing. There's like a lot of different things, screen printing. And then the new space would be like way larger. So just think of, yeah, think of the fact that it's already humongous and then we put more
tools.
Yeah,
I've been there.
People.
It was, it's crazy spacious in there. There's so much to work on and so much space to work on stuff.
Yeah, but it's already...
It's a little cramped right now. Like, so the expanded space would be such a cool thing to offer to artists.
Yeah, because we're already full. We're pretty much... We've had a waiting list for, I think, 6 months at this point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the demand is there. And we have, you know, artists that we have to turn away and projects we have to turn away. And that always makes us really sad. So,
yeah.
I mean, having even more art going on would be amazing. Because the more people you have in a space collaborating, the more ideas and skills and knowledge get shared. And the more everyone's able to grow. So
yeah, exactly. And everything improves.
Yeah.
And Lord knows, I mean, we could take these works and hopefully get them out into the public some more.
Mm-hmm.
Which
That's
would be
always...
really nice to see.
I mean,
everybody talks about the space whale. There's a reason why. Because it's amazing. And if we get more pieces like that, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, totally. And a lot of the Playa Art Park pieces are stuff that was made at the Generator. And we have art that's like kind of going in getting installed all over the country. Like Andy Tibbetts of Lost Machine Designs just installed his robot in Philadelphia that he made at the Generator. Yeah. So it's so cool. We're like a hub, you know?
Yeah. And you're nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really rad. So people should know about you. How can they help out? You said as far as Googling goes or?
Yeah. So a couple of different ways. We're looking for more backers. So if you want to, you know, jump in on this thing and join us, like, we'll, you know, we'll take your money. And then if you want storage, you can go and sign up at thegeneratorstorage.com. And yeah, those are the two main ways. And then if you want to become a member of the Generator and make art, that's always helpful and enables us to become more sustainable when we have more members coming in.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else you want to get out there about the Generator you might not have mentioned?
Come by and visit us. Come see what it's like if you are an artsy weirdo. And we also will have our Janky Town mini golf that we have each year.
Oh, I took advantage of the last year and it was so much fun.
Thanks. Yeah. Come out for that. That's a great, we have awesome events.
All right. Cool, cool. Well, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Rachel, for timing in as well.
You're welcome.
All right.